With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says during this week's Fox News interview, it was clear that Kamala Harris is out of touch with the concerns many Americans have about problems like the economy and the open border.
No, she's been surrounded by a deep navy midnight blue progressive bubble from San Francisco to Washington, D.C. And she can't imagine anyone who thinks differently. And this is why she's faltering so badly in the final days here on the campaign trail.
He says it's becoming clear to a growing number of Americans that Kamala Harris is not qualified to serve as president.
She was gifted a nomination that she could never win on her own, and that as the American people learn more about her and about her radical record and her radical plans for the future, they're turning back to Donald Trump.
Senator Cotton was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, a nonprofit finds in a recent survey that large employers expect the cost to treat patients will jump nearly 8% next year.
That would be the highest growth rate in a decade. The nonprofit Business Group on Health is trying to help employers navigate it. Its CEO, Ellen Kelsey, expects employers will be more selective about the care people receive in 2025. They will also try to manage the use of expensive drugs like the obesity treatment Wegovy.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Authorities say at least seven people died yesterday after part of a ferry dock collapsed on Georgia's Sapelo Island. Tyler Jones is a spokesman for the Georgia Department of Natural Resources. He says the dock collapsed and sent people plunging into the water. Multiple people taken to hospitals. Crews continue to search the waters for other survivors. The U.S. is investigating an unauthorized release of classified documents that assesses Israel's plan to attack Iran. This is SRN News. Canterbury Tales gets a trigger warning. More from Michael Harrington.
In case you've missed it, a trigger warning is a statement added at the beginning of a text or speech or video letting people know that what follows might be disturbing. They're becoming pretty common these days, but some eyebrows were raised when the University of Nottingham attached a trigger warning to Canterbury Tales, warning that the 14th century classic contains, quote, incidents of violence and expressions of Christian faith. Some British clergymen and ministries are expressing dismay. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Kamala Harris is touting her promotion of the LGBT agenda in the waning weeks of the presidential campaign. As vice president, Harris claims to be part of the most pro-LGBT administration in the history of the country. While in the Senate, she sponsored several bills promoting the gay agenda in health care and the criminal justice system. As California's attorney general in 2011, she refused to defend the state's Marriage Protection Act. This is SRN News. Head wounds are a growing problem for the U.S. military.
Special Operations Command testing new ways to protect service members from blast and to evaluate the health risk even during training. This includes having service members wear blast monitors and reshaping an explosive charge to reduce the blowback. A former special ops medic says, quote, "There are guys lining up to volunteer for these studies." He says it's an indication of the high level of concern and how important this is to the troops. Jason Walker reporting.
Hundreds of frozen waffle products sold in leading retailers, including Walmart and Target, are being recalled. The manufacturer says they could be contaminated with the Listeria bacteria. Treehouse Foods announced the recall Friday, published a list of products, says consumers should throw them out and return them to the store for credit if they find them in their freezer or refrigerator. This is SRN News.